Most of my classes in theology were lecture-style classes where we were in a big auditorium room kind of thing with raised seating and about 150 students in every class. And it was interesting to see how different professors treated us. Some of them were awful. We had one professor who I'm convinced was such a jerk that his bishop just kept sending him to get doctorates so he wouldn't deal with people. And he would go stand at the window looking outside and lecture to us without even looking at us. We were a mere annoyance to him, and he was just there to say what he had to say and leave, but he couldn't even be bothered to look us in the face. We had some professors who are a little bit better than that, but not much. And then we had one professor who the first day of class went around the room, all 150 of us. He had us introduce ourselves, our name, where we were from. And then he went back around the room and named every single one of us back to ourselves. And he said, "I know who you are. You know who I am. I expect to see you in my class." But that professor, I ran into him years later when I was back leading a pilgrimage group, and he still knew who I was and where I was from and gave me a big hug and asked how I was doing and what was going on in my life and how my ministry was going. And that makes all the difference in the world. How do we receive others? It can be so hard for us to actually take the time to engage that person in front of us, whether it's in work or at a large social gathering or a poor person on the street. We see examples of hospitality today in our readings. Abraham welcoming these three men, giving them something to eat, come in out of the hot sun. He's generous. Now, I don't know about you, but I imagine, probably rightly, the time of Abraham is a fairly violent time. Some stranger wandered up to you in that time, I might run into my hut and hide, or go get some guys to help me and figure out who they are. But he sees these men in the heat of the day and welcomes them in, only later to realize it's the Lord visiting him. Martha and Mary welcome Jesus into their home, and Mary is attentive to Jesus, the person in front of her. She's sitting at his feet listening to him. While Martha, yes, cares, but she's busied herself with other things to the point where she's distracted. She's not even with our Lord. She's so focused on putting together the meal and serving that she can't be with him. She can't hear what he has to say, and she's so focused on herself. "Tell her to help me." And he says, "No, she's where she needs to be. Mary is at the foot of the Lord, attentive to the person in her midst." How often for us do we like ignore the people around us because we're so focused on other things? What I have to get done. I recently was on vacation and flew to visit my grandparents out in Connecticut, and I hate planes. Like, don't talk to me. I have my Bose noise-canceling headphones, and I just want to pretend that I'm alone, and just don't bother me. And then there's all those other people on the plane that are always, "Oh, where are you from, and how's work?" And it's like, I don't know you from Adam. I don't want to talk to you. But sometimes those are the moments that are most important. I was in a plane once and the turbulence was terrible. This woman next to me had never flown before and was freaking out. She needed someone to talk to her. She needed someone to say, "Hey, I've been through this before. It'll be okay. This happens. We're not going down. Don't freak out. How are you doing? What can I do for you? Can we get you some water?" Whatever. Those people around us are where our attention should be. And it can be so hard, you know, as a priest or as a professional, that we've got so much work on our plates, we've got things to do, that we're just trying to get the next person, right? Move them along. How many people treat customers that way in fast food restaurants or in whatever profession? "What's your issue? Let me deal with it. Okay, you're done. Get out." But that's not what people need. Last weekend, we heard in the readings that we were called to love our neighbor as ourselves. That means actually seeing our neighbor. That means getting to know them, hearing what's their burden, sharing our faith with them, engaging them where they're at. And if we just treat other people as an obstacle to the next thing I have to get done, or a burden to be avoided, whether it's some homeless person on the street or a difficult customer at work, we're missing out. We're missing out on welcoming Jesus in our midst, on seeing him in our brothers and sisters, in serving them and serving him. We need to see people around us as people, to look and welcome them, not to put up walls and barriers and obstacles. We need to live in the moment, to not look at each person as a danger or a stranger or something that could hurt me. Do we actually look at people as made in the image and likeness of our God, as our neighbor whom we are called to love? Are we able to live in the moment and see the person in front of us instead of worrying about what comes later in the day or tomorrow or next month? So we're so distracted and caught up in ourselves that we miss that moment for true holiness, that moment of encounter with another human being, that moment of encounter with our Lord. Jesus is not saying in our gospel today that serving active life is not important. But it can't consume us to the point where we miss people, where we fail to see and love others, where it becomes a chore and a job rather than an opportunity to engage. Brothers and sisters, how much different would our world be if we actually took the time to meet and listen to people around us? Our world is so divided, especially along ideological, political, whatever lines, that we look at people and say, I know them and I don't like them. You may know a position that they have or where they work or what they do, but do you really know them? Have you met them? Have you listened to them? Have you tried to find common ground that you can build upon and come to a true relationship? Or do we make our own camps and never leave them? What about here in the church? We have a wonderful community, but what happens when someone new comes in? Do we go up and introduce ourselves? Do we welcome them and show them around? Or do we look at them and say, you're different. You don't belong here. I need to be wary of you. I've had that, brothers and sisters. Even as a priest, you know, coming into a church and sitting down to pray, and people are just like, who's that guy? It's like, isn't that what we're here for? To be open to others, to welcome them in so that they too can encounter Jesus Christ? What is our hospitality like if we don't actually talk to them? If we don't welcome them? If we just look at them as a burden or a danger? That is not the way of the Lord. Jesus ate and drank with sinners, with Gentiles, with Pharisees. He encountered the person and touched something in their heart that led so many of them to follow him. If we truly want to evangelize, if we want to encounter the Lord, we need to encounter others as people, as unique creations of God, made in his image and likeness, as the Lord coming into our midst. Let us put aside distractions. Let us live here and now, engaging with the people God has put in our midst to love, to serve, and to know, so that we can truly come to encounter him as well in our brothers and sisters.